This hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is proudly presented by Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, Plano, and McKinney, serving the healthcare needs of our community. Our roots are deep, and our commitment is strong. And now, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Thank you very much. Good morning and welcome to our second hour for this Sunday morning and happy Memorial Day weekend as well. Happy and respectful at that. Let me invite you to give us a call if I can help you with a plant question. We have a line open for you right now. We have Steve in Bedford who will be coming up in just a moment. You could be on fairly quickly if you were to call 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Mike Bass is in the other studio. And Mike is answering the phone, screening the calls, running the boards, doing almost everything that requires brilliance. And I am plodding along, talking about my plants. Simple as that. Give us a call, won't you please? 800-288-9227. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Oreo. Oreo is a 6-year-old male shepherd mix, weighing 57 pounds. He has a thin black coat with tan spots on his feet, mouth, and eyes. He has gorgeous bicolored brown and blue eyes. They are really unusual, and they will mesmerize you. He's a quirky, curious boy who shows his personality to his favorite people. He's shy around strangers, but he has a huge, sweet heart for the ones he knows. He likes to be outside, gives kisses and relaxing and comfy beds. If you're looking for a gentle boy to enjoy peace and quiet with, he's the one for you. Oreo is waiting to meet you today at the SPCA of Texas Jan Rees Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. He's a quiet dog, a sweet and happy dog who'd like to meet you. To view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Oreo has already been neutered, microchipped. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet-and-greet with Oreo before you adopt him. He'll be waiting for his new forever family to come meet him today at the SPCA of Texas Jan Rees Jones Animal Care Center, located at 2400 Lone Star Drive, west of Hampton Road in West Dallas. In McKinney, the SPCA of Texas also features dozens of dogs, cats, and small mammals at the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center. That's at 8411 Stacy Road, a quarter mile east of Custer and a couple of miles north of 121. Both of the SPCA of Texas Animal Care Centers are open noon until 6, Sundays through Wednesday, noon until 7, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's today's SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored by Wortham Brothers Roofing. I am proud to say, hold my hand up high, my head up high. We are the proud owners of a Wortham Brothers roof. Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, Texas' premier roofing contractor, serving the entire Metroplex with the finest in roofing since way back in 1986, 32 years. Tens of thousands of roofs installed, including ours. Composition roofs, clay and concrete tile, metal, slate, new and residential re-roofing. They know what they're doing and they know how to do it well. If you have hail or wind damage, they can determine the magnitude, the extent of that damage. They can advise you as to what you need to do next, if it needs to be replaced. Many of us don't even know that we have hail damage until we either try to sell the house and it's determined at that point, or we're changing insurance carriers and they say, well, sorry about that, you have hail damage. You need to find out ahead of time. Let Wortham Brothers do an inspection of your home. It's absolutely free and without obligation. These are not the kind of people that to do all that annoying calling. These are people that you call. You initiate this call to 972-562-5788. They are old-style roofers in the best of the old style. The roofing company is built on integrity and quality and innovation. The roofing company, I'm proud to recommend, a second-generation roofing company where both generations are still actively in the business. The roofing company has been on my roof and replaced it. I'm happy. My wife and I are thrilled. Call them today, 972-562-5788, WB. Roofing.com. It's Wortham Brothers Roofing.
At Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Plano, they find pride in being trusted to serve Texas's best communities. They're there when you need them, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, at George Bush and Preston in Plano. And they're very proud to sponsor this segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's Neil.
All right, thank you very much. And we go right back to the phone lines. We have Steve in Bedford who's been waiting patiently. Steve, good morning.
Hello, can you hear me, Neil?
If you're on a speakerphone, it sure would be better on the air if you could get to your regular phone.
Okay, I'll put it on regular.
Yeah, thank you. That's a whole lot better.
Is
thank
okay?
you. Okay? Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't understand the recommendation for a second application of pre-emergent in May, specifically for crabgrass. Crabgrass is already growing, so...
All right.
Would it do anything to have a second application in May?
Yeah, well, it's not May. It's early June. The reason for the second application is that pre-emergent weed killers such as Dimension and Halts and Baylan are effective for about 100 days. That is the proven lifespan of those granules, effective lifespan on the surface of the soil. When we apply them in early March, they play out by early June, 3 months later. And so we need a booster shot. We need a second application to give us a full season of control. Our growing season here for those summer warm season weeds is much longer than 90 or 100 days. And so we need that second application.
The crabgrass has already started growing, though.
Well, hear me. I'm not, wasn't finished. The fact that, and so that's why we have that overlap and that sustained two-application requirement. If you have crabgrass growing, number one, you need to be sure it is crabgrass, and I have seen it in photos that people have posted about other stuff on my Facebook page, and I've seen it out in real life, so I know it's out there growing and already starting to bloom, so I don't question that. If you have crabgrass growing and you're sure that it is crabgrass, a lot of people misidentify things as crabgrass, then if you have it, then you missed it. Either you put the application out at the wrong time or you used the wrong material or you didn't get enough out or something happened. It got washed away or something happened. And there's no point in putting a second application out if you already have it. These are pre-emergent weed killers, and once you can see the weeds, then they're of no value.
All right, well, that's kind of explains it.
yeah. So you're going to have to figure out where the leak in the bucket was and figure out how to avoid that next
time. I think
time.
We got out early enough, but maybe it wasn't as strong enough.
Well, we had a really heavy washing rain, and it might be that you got hit by that soon after you put it out, and it may have washed it away. Do you have crabgrass over a large area or just in certain areas?
Well, they're fairly large, not the entire lawn or anything, but fairly large area.
All right. Is there any chance that it could have washed in from a neighbor's yard where they didn't treat and where the seed could have washed
actually,
in?
The house is at the top of the hill.
Oh, no. Well, I'll stand behind what I just said. I promise you it's accurate facts, all of it. And somewhere in there, there's something that just didn't tweak quite right. And we need to fine tune what happened. Either timing or a technique or an accident that happened. You might change to a different product next year and try one of the others.
All right.
Thank good luck so with it. Appreciate the call. Yes, sir. All right, let me tell you again about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I've told you about the 11 chapters and how it covers all aspects of outdoor gardening, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I told you all about that for the last couple of years. What I haven't told you until today is that we are beginning the third printing of my book in the next week or so. I have a limited number of the second printing available just as protection for those who need it for birthday gifts or Father's Day or something like that. But I have a better deal for you. I have a really good deal. Third printing will begin in early June. It takes about 6 weeks, 6 or 7 weeks to get it through all the 43 press runs that it takes and then send it to the bindery. The bindery takes about 3 weeks. because there are, I think, 16 stops on the in the bindery that all of these signatures have to go through. It's an amazing process. I saw it all happening on the first printing. It's just amazing. Anyway, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening will be $33.95 when the third printing is out, but you can get it for $26.95 with delivery as soon as it comes off the presses in midsummer. Now, I'm going to be signing all these copies, and they will be signed in the sequence in which they are ordered. It's your chance to save $7 on the book. You order it now, and then you will get it as soon as it comes from the printer. I'll sign it, and we'll send them out in the order in which they're bought. If you need a copy of the book immediately for gift giving or something, then we can certainly do that from the second printing. They're $31.95 plus all these are plus tax and postage. And for all of that, all the information you need and to order it, either of the third printing or an immediate delivery of the second printing, go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. This book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Not going to be when the third printing comes out either. neilsperry.com, or you can call my office from Tuesday on at 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. But I'll tell you right now, I can only sign a few hundred a day, and at the rate they're selling, you need to do it online and get early in that line. neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. The third printing for only $26.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
Who is the toughest bird in the neighborhood? It's the woodpecker, who can strike a tree at speeds up to 15 miles per hour. Want to learn more feathery facts? Talk to the experts at Wild Birds Unlimited in Arlington, Dallas, McKinney, Flower Mound, Burleson, and Keller. Or find Wild Birds Unlimited at www.wbu.com/DFW. Wild Birds Unlimited. They bring people and nature together.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free weekly newsletter. It comes to your email inbox every Thursday evening just after 6. If you'd like to see what it looks like before you sign up, we have the 5 most recent issues on my website. Neil Sperry's eGardens newsletter with information for each gardening weekend. See it and sign up for it at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Click on eGardens on the navigation bar.
I hope you'll do that. eGardens is really a lot of fun to write, and I hope you'll sign up for it. We have about 53,000 people there. I spend probably a day and a half a week working on eGardens, and Gretchen at my office does as well, and we try to make it really interesting, really exciting for you. I was working on it early this morning a little bit, getting some ideas together for this week's eGardens. Let me tell you about advanced foundation repair once again. Nobody wants to have foundation problems. That is work that you have done on your house that isn't very glamorous. It's more fun when you get new coats of paint and new carpeting and new whatever, new hardwood floors and all that. But you know what? You really don't have a house if you don't have a good foundation for the house. And so often our homes are built without a lot of care and attention to detail when the foundation is poured. The folks at Advanced Foundation Repair can quickly and easily determine if you have foundation problems. On this clay soil on which most of us live, you can have contraction and expansion problems when it gets wet or when it gets dry that will develop into major problems with your foundation and with the walls, the structural integrity of the house. And the longer you wait, the more expensive the repairs become and the more serious the problem is. And it's not just the foundation repairs. It can become a problem with walls and windows and doors and other things that have to be repaired. So get on it early, and now is early. Call Advanced Foundation Repair for their free home inspection. They'll come out and give you an exact analysis of whether you have foundation problems or not, and if you do, what they are and what it will cost to fix them, and they'll give you a guarantee of their work when they do the work that is good for the lifetime of the house, transferable owner to owner. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair.
Baylor Scott & White Medical Center. McKinney has served the healthcare needs of the community since 2012, and we're still growing. We've doubled the size of our ER, built out our fifth floor, and added a new physician's office building. We proudly sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Here's Neil.
Thank you. Love that hospital. I don't want anybody to be in the hospital, but if you have to be, Baylor's the place. Let me go to Bill in Allen. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes,
first off, I want to compliment you on your garden book. It sure is nice. And
thank you.
A lot better than what I had back in 1999.
Thank
like
you.
Well,
thank
anyway,
you.
Like I told your guy there, I'm probably asking the silliest question you've ever been asked. I've got an avocado tree that grew. We bury all of our vegetable stuff in the garden, and an avocado tree came up about 6 years ago, and it's now 10, 12 foot tall. And I'm renovating my raised bed. I'm either going to move it or forget it. Does it need a mate in order to fruit? It's never done anything yet.
This is in your garden in Allen, Texas.
Yeah.
And this has a conservatory built over the top of it?
No. It's gone through the winters. It's never, between the house and a big fence.
Bill, that's not an avocado tree. I don't know what it is, but that's no avocado tree.
Oh, really?
There's no way. No way.
I thought it sprouted from seed. I see some come up once in a while, and
it'll come up. They come up regularly, but if you have an avocado that has made it through the past two winters, you have a gold mine, because avocados can barely survive freezing temperatures at all. There's no way. No way.
I wonder what it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised what you have—a native persimmon or some other plant that a
big
bird has planted.
Shiny long leaves are about 4 or 5 inches long.
Yeah. Post a photo of the tree on my Facebook page. Let me see if I can identify it. But it's not an avocado.
Oh, okay.
In terms of needing a mate for it to bear avocados, it's going to be a strange marriage. It's going to get reported.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you had one in a pot, and I was going to tell you I looked something up on my laptop just because I don't know avocados that well. They are hard to grow even in the Rio Grande Valley, because they are so tender that even a light freeze will kill them. Listen to this.
Okay.
Listen to this from the A&M fact sheet on avocados. I love this statement. The avocado varieties fall into one of two pollination types. You got to choose the pollinator that you have, A and B. I didn't know this. I didn't remember this. They differ in the time of day, morning or afternoon, when the male and female flowers can reproduce. Type A, flowers open in the morning as receptive females and close in the afternoon. They reopen the following afternoon for pollen shed. Type B avocado flowers open in the afternoon as receptive females, close overnight, reopen the following morning to shed pollen. Holy cow. It doesn't say holy cow. I said that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. These things are too bizarre for me. But they don't grow here.
Not very accommodating. Okay.
Nope.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Hope you enjoy whatever it is. Hope it's not a mulberry.
I don't know. Well, anyway, I got to move my bed and get it down. I got two raised beds, 3 feet by 30, and I'm reducing them one.
And you got that thing, whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Good luck with it. Appreciate the call. It was fun. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Ricardo in Waxahachie, my friend Ricardo. How you doing?
Good morning, Neil. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for the call.
Very, very well.
Good. What's going on?
All the races today.
Oh, yes. What can I do for you?
I have a question because I know this falls exactly in what you want. I am going to, I would like to make, help my son with a, he has a very shady area and he has an absolutely brown thumb. So I volunteered to put some Mondo grass and maybe Liriope, you know, different types of Mondo grass and Liriope, the way you have it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's underneath this red oak that constantly drops acorns. How do you keep the sprouts from, or do you have to actually just keep picking them out? Is that the only way to, from keeping those acorns sprouting between the Mondo grass?
Yeah, in our case, sprouts? That's all we can do. I have a, you don't remember the specifics when you were at our house, but where I have a huge red oak, we have purple winter creeper, and they do fall in it. The acorns will filter through Mondo grass and winter creeper. Where we have Mondo grass, we have pecans, and the pecans tend to stay up on the Mondo grass enough that when we use a really heavy-duty blower, we can blow them out before they can get down to the ground and germinate. But with acorns, they fall into it and they do germinate, and we just wait for a really rainy spell and then pull them up with pliers. It's okay. Just pretty hard to do anything else. Okay. Ricardo, you probably they fall over about a 3-week period. And I guess if you're really desperate, you could get some nursery shade fabric and lay it on top of the Mondo grass for those 2 or 3 weeks and get a lot of them that way, and then just take them off and discard them that way. But a good heavy-duty blower to blow as many as possible out would get rid of about 80 or 90%.
Okay, but basically that will need some degree of maintenance.
It's surprising to me how few seedlings we get in the purple winter creeper up by the driveway, up about where you park when you come. And I don't think we've had to pull more than 10 or 12 seedlings this year out of it, and there was a pretty good acorn crop. So
best time to plant the winter creeper?
Anytime. Well, either one of them. I just happened to put it up there because I wanted the purple color in the winter and the different look than Mondo grass in that area. But both of these ground covers can be planted at any time. I would go with the Mondo grass that you had initially as your idea. I like it a lot, and it would be my number one choice. I just didn't want more of it. I had so much already.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're
and
terrific.
Have a wonderful holiday.
I will. You too, and we'll see you soon. Take care, my friend. All right. That opens up a line. If you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Get to tell you right now, I just referred to the Baylor healthcare system, Baylor Scott and White, and how very beholden my wife and I are to their services. And I can speak from a lot of personal experience. This is a year I had a physical, and doctors just say, well, while you're out there, just go check with this, check with that. And I'm fine with that. I want to live a long time to enjoy a long life and be around for grandkids and great-grandkids. That's what it's all about. There are thousands of doctors in Texas, but there's only one of you, only one of me. And so how do you find the right match for your health care needs? Well, there is a really good way I'm about to tell you about it. Baylor Scott & White Health, they are dedicated to providing quality care close to home. They've made it easy to find Dr. Wright. You go to www.finddr.com/RIGHT. There's a double R in there. FindDRWright.com and search thousands of providers by location, specialty, gender, and name. The experienced doctors at Baylor Scott & White Health have one focus in mind, providing quality health care for you. From cardiovascular care, I get that, to urgent care, get that, have had that. Baylor Scott & White Health can help you find the right doctor right now. Whatever it is, they can help you. And if you have a family practitioner in the Baylor healthcare system, it's almost like having a point guard who can say, here is the best in this field, here is the best in that field. It really works. I know. I don't have to tell you this. HIPAA doesn't require that I tell you all my disclose all my comings and goings. But I am very involved in the Baylor healthcare system through Baylor McKinney and Baylor Scott and White Plano. Very thrilled to tell you about. Our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Scott and White Medical Center in Plano, and my wife serves proudly on the Baylor Scott and White board in McKinney. So visit finddrright.com to find the right doctor for you and for your family. That's Baylor Healthcare System. They're the best.
The rants and ravings of Mark Levin.
The American media hates America. The extent to which really speaks essentially with one voice, and it is a progressive leftist radical voice.
Mark Levin.
528.
News Talk 820.
WBAP.
Let me tell you about Covington Nursery and Landscape right now and invite you to get to Covington's. They'll be open in about half an hour. And I rather imagine they'll be open tomorrow on Memorial Day. It's a great time to go to Covington's. They're stocked full with colorful flowers, perennials, succulents, vines, beautiful shrubs and trees, and a great assortment of herbs and fruit trees with new shipments arriving daily. One-stop shopping, 18 acres of the top plants for our entire area. Everything you want for spring planting, getting your outdoor spaces looking great, gorgeous pottery, fountains, bird baths, benches, statuary, and more. Their gift shop is filled with lush tropicals and unique home and garden decor. Covington's Lawn and Garden Services provide professional lawn and landscape fertilization, weed and insect control. They have outstanding full-service landscape design and installation team that can turn your yard into your own private oasis. Good old-fashioned customer service, that's what you'll get at Covington's, and that is led by the leader of the pack, Joe Covington, my friend for many, many years. They have been family-owned and operated since 1972 and open 7 days a week. Covington's at 5518 President George Bush Highway at State Highway 66 in Rowlett, 972-475-5888. Go to covingtonnursery.com. That's double N in the middle, covingtonnursery.com, for a plant inventory, photos of their landscape projects, and so much more. They have the entire inventory listed there at covingtonnursery.com. Covington's in Rowlett. Shop today. Covington's in Rowlett.
Now, what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com?
Gang of young thugs been attacking pedestrians in Deep Ellum. I'm Dennis Martin from the WBAP Classic Dodge of Denton 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
Traffic Watch.
An accident in Carrollton still affecting travel southbound on 35E and around Beltline Road. Traffic backed up for some distance there. It's taking a long time to squeeze through past the wreckage. Landscaping crews will be working on the eastbound side of Business 121 in Louisville between Main Street and FM 544. And construction's affecting westbound I-30 this morning, right around the intersection with Highway 360. Let us know about any traffic problems you see. Call the traffic tip hotline. We're at 214-765-5299. And now the WBAP forecast. Sunny today with a high temperature of 96 degrees, but it's going to feel more like 100, maybe a little more than that. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low 75. Memorial Day, sunny, high 94. Right now, lots of clouds and 83 degrees in Dallas. A gang of thugs seems to be roaming the streets in Deep Ellum twice in the last couple of days. Large groups have attacked single victims in two different areas of Elm Street, a little after 3 a.m. And there are surveillance videos of them rushing out of the shadows, mobbing a woman and a man in separate attacks. Videos show the attackers hitting and kicking their victims, knocking them to the ground, then running off into the darkness. Dallas police haven't said much about the attacks, only noting that they are aware of them and are working on them. The search has resumed for a woman missing, presumed drowned at Lake Ray Hubbard. She died off a pontoon boat about 6 o'clock yesterday evening, didn't come up. Water rescue teams looked for her until it got too dark to see and then resumed the search for her body at first light this morning. Right now, fair skies, 84 degrees in Fort Worth. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Your next update's at 10 o'clock. 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Whistler, service manager for Dallas Plumbing Company, air conditioning and plumbing specialists. You've seen us on the highway and in your driveways. We're the orange and black trucks. At Dallas Plumbing, we're proud to offer a Silver Star service plan. We will check the equipment twice annually for a surprisingly affordable price. Call now at 214-761-6779. That's 214-761-6779. On the web, we are dallasplumbing.com. We're at your service 24/7. 214-761-6779. dallasplumbing.com.
Thank you, Mark. Folks, for all your heating and air conditioning needs, and of course, plumbing as well, call Dallas Plumbing, your Carrier experts. Ask about their Carrier Cool Cashback savings of $2,420 cash back. 214-761-6779. DallasPlumbing.com. They're the best. Dallas Plumbing. 214-761-6779.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
Might add that that Carrier Cool Cash rebate is expiring at the end of the month, just in a few days. So it's the last time you'll hear that ad. Take advantage of it. Let me tell you right now about Sunburst Shutters, and they invite you to give them a call and let them come to your home. You can go to their showroom if you wish. They'll give you directions, and that's always a possibility if you want to do that. But there's a much better way to see what Sunburst Shutters can do for your home, and that's to let them come to your home. Let them bring samples of those beautiful plantation-style shutters, 2.5, 3.5, 4.5-inch louver size. They will hold them up in your windows, and they will help you determine which is the best louver size for your windows, which would look best in your windows, which would give you the best look and the best vision out into your landscape. These are made of polywood, which is a man-made material. It doesn't crack or warp or split or peel. They are color fast, either white or off-white. They can be stained. They can be also painted. To match any trim color that you have in your home, they have a painting booth there at Sunburst Shutters. They are matched up, measured and matched for every opening in your home, so they fit perfectly. That's perfectly in uppercase, italicized, bold-faced letters. They are the best. Nice people as well. People you're proud to have come into your home. Sunburst Shutters, also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Here is the number for all of that. It's 214-343-2601. We have Sunburst Shutters in our home. Have since the first day I did ads for them, or just about the first day. I bought them just like any other customer would, and proud to tell you about them. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Plano is simply a source of hope for you and your loved ones. They're proud to work with you to grow a healthier community. And they're proud to sponsor this segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening to help you grow a healthier garden. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, sir. And back to the phone lines. Let me give you our phone number here. If you'd like to call, we have time to get you on the air. Love to hear from you at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-WBAP. 9227. Glenn is in Hickory Creek. Glenn, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have two mature post oaks. They're 60 feet tall, and I have English ivy that's grown around them and up them about 30 feet, 35 feet.
All right.
And I want to know, will the English ivy damage post oak?
It gains no nutrition or moisture from the tree. Any tree. I have ivy growing on the trunks of my pecans. I have Persian ivy, which is a sister. I prefer to keep mine pruned back at 8 to 12 feet from the ground. I don't like to get it up any higher than that. There are two ways that vines, ivy included, any evergreen vine can damage a tree. One would be if it gets up into the top of the tree and forms a canopy over the top of the tree. English ivy can do that. It can get clear to the top of those post oak trees pretty easily. It will, given time. There is an American elm in downtown McKinney that has English ivy that has formed a canopy over the top of the tree. and it is shading the tree to a point that it's going to kill the tree just from the shading, only from the shading. The other way that English ivy can do damage to a tree is by going out on the horizontal branches and growing out on them. If the tree itself, like a post oak tree, is deciduous, and here comes all this ivy out on the branches, it's evergreen, and if you get an ice storm in the winter, all of a sudden those leaves are all coated with ice. It adds a great deal of weight to the branch. And so on some trees, you can get a branch breaking or the whole tree splitting as a result of that added weight. And so that's another reason you would not want to have it up very high on the trunk of a tree. I would not let it go as high as you have.
Okay, so go cut it back and not worry about it.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a fun job because you cut it. Let's just say that you decide you don't want any higher than 14 feet. So you cut it at 14 feet, and then all of a sudden you have saddle Oxford. You have green below and brown above, and it's going to hang there for 2 years, 3 years. What I did initially, because I had mine as high as you do, when I had my tree crew out, the folks from the company that advertises here, I had them strip it off. That year I spent a little extra money and just had them strip it off because they were already up in the tree and they were glad to get rid of it because they had to climb through it otherwise. And so then we just keep it headed off from a ladder that we can reach easily from the ground.
Well, I can do the same easily enough.
There you go.
Texas sage, how do you make it bloom?
Well, it blooms following rains. You know that it is also called barometer bush. It will bloom 2 to 3 days after you get a rain. You can't trick it by watering it. It's a barometric pressure thing. So you just wait patiently. It'll happen.
Sir.
Yep. Appreciate your call. Right. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Let me go to Loretta in Dallas. Loretta, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Please count my husband and I among your biggest fans.
Well, thank you. I'll do
you
that.
On social media, et cetera. We have a beautiful Japanese maple that's well established in our front lawn. I'm very happy where it is. But I can't help but be concerned because recently we had a water leak, and the plumbers had to do extensive digging. I'm going to say the Japanese maple is 5 feet out from the foundation of our house, and they were digging about 2 feet out. So we feel certain the roots of the tree were disrupted to an extent we don't know. But I just want to know, is there something we should be watching for, or is there something we should be doing?
Okay. How long had the leak been occurring, do you know?
Sorry, ask again.
How long had the leak been going on? Do you have any idea?
Oh, a week.
Okay. That's not going to...
Maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was wondering if the tree might have had time to react by sending roots toward it, but not in that length of time. Loretta, I think you would know by now if there had been major impact, if it had been out there in this heat for 3 or 4 days, and if major roots had been damaged badly. It would be wilting at least on one side of the tree or over the whole tree. And if you haven't noticed that happening already, you're probably okay. Let's assume that maybe there was some damage done. The ways that you would remedy that would be by thinning the tree out a little bit and by pruning the new growth back, maybe taking 10 or 12 inches off. How tall is the tree?
Oh, gosh, maybe 20, 25 feet.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get clear up there to do that then. The way we counteract root damage is by taking away some of the top growth of the tree, however we do it, to reduce the ability of the tree to suck water through the root system. It's the same that we would do if a tree had been transplanted. You know, we talk about thinning the tree or pruning it back to compensate for roots that are lost in the digging. Well, you would do the same thing with this one if you felt there was need. Now, another option you'd have would be to let an arborist come with a crew that could do that and get up high enough to do it.
Okay, yeah. So if we see it in distress, we just take some of the top part out.
You could, or thin it out by removing a branch entirely, and most of that pruning might be done on that side of the tree because that's where the root that would be damaged would have been. The risk you have in doing that is that if you prune on the back side of the tree on the shady side, it may not grow back on that side. I'm answering kind of in generic terms because I can't see the situation. I think it, how long ago was the work done?
It was remedied last Monday, so tomorrow
Monday
will be a week.
Yeah, it's a week, and you're not noticing any major problem with the tree?
No, it still is beautiful. I just worry about it.
Okay, here would be my plan then. I think I would maybe not do much of anything in terms of pruning initially, not right now. I'd watch it closely. The two things I would do to keep it moving forward would be I would get some kind of a soaker hose and leave it in place around the tree this summer.
Okay.
It around and around in not concentric rings, but in a spiral out from the drip line down toward the trunk, and soak it deeply, maybe a couple times a week.
Okay.
And then I would also probably use a liquid root stimulator. It's going to be a high phosphorus fertilizer, which is something I normally tell you not to use in our soils, but at least stay away from any nitrogen on this plant for this year. You don't want more new growth this year. And it's not going to hurt to put a liquid root stimulator, because that's going to be a liquid form of phosphorus that will not accumulate in the soil. And that might help it regrow any roots that were lost. I think that's probably your best approach.
Is that like Super Thrive?
No.
Okay.
That's not a recommendation you'll hear me make.
Okay, perfect.
I think I said that in a way that is not libelous.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad I called, because it's a beautiful tree, and I'm just trying to watch for it. So thank you.
I understand. If you have one that big, you have a trophy. That's worth fighting for. But the tree service people that I advertise for would be good to have on standby if you need them. So anyway.
Okay. Thank you again.
Appreciate your call. Thanks for being my fans. Tell your coach there behind you, I can hear him talking. Tell him thanks. Have a good day. All right. We're going to take our last break. We have Bob in Waco. We're going to talk about some shade grasses here in just a minute. Stay with me, please. Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening. Want a copy of the third printing? You can have one of the first copies off the press if you order right away. I'm going to be signing the books in the sequence in which they are ordered. Now, if you've just turned on the radio this morning, I broke this news about 2 hours ago that I am about to put the book back on the presses in San Antonio at Clear Vision Presses printing, and it will go for its third printing. That means 43 press checks. I'm not going to be at the press checks because Andy Villarreal and the others there can do it quite well. I was at all 43 of the press checks the first time, and the book will not be different. The only two changes in the book will be the fact that third printing will be noted, and the barcode has to be changed because it has the third printing notation. It will be $33.95 plus tax and postage when it prints, but I have a pre-order, pre-order sale going on right now for you. Instead of $33.95, which is what you will pay when it comes out of the bindery, you can get it for $26.95 if you order it right now. It's a very limited time offer. The offer will go away without notice. I will sign all copies in the sequence in which they're ordered. You can order it now for gift giving later this summer or fall or Christmas, whatever you'd like to do. If you need a signed copy of the second printing immediately, we do have a limited number of them available. I have them in my home. I look at them as I type my newspaper columns every day. I'm looking at the remaining copies, and we can sell those to you at $31.95 plus tax and postage if you would like to have those, one of those. But the best deal is the third printing. When it prints midsummer, you'll get it at $26.95. After that, it will be $33.95. All of this is explained at my website, which is the best place to order. That will put you in line for one of the first ones that I will be signing. That's at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. If you need to order by phone, you can certainly do that from Tuesday on this week. We'll be closed tomorrow. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Remember, this book is not on Amazon. It's not in stores. You order it from neilsperry.com.
For more than 20 years, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. They hold the patents. They led the way. First with a warranty that's transferable owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Don't let expanding and contracting clay soils tear up your foundation and ruin your house. Call for their free home inspection. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. It's foundationrepairs.com.
Color your world with a visit to Shades of Green in Frisco. The nursery is bursting with the colors and textures of spring. Annual color, perennials, herbs, veggies, flowering shrubs, and trees are arriving daily, from the ordinary to the hard-to-find natives and well-adapted plants. Be sure to properly prepare your planting beds with Shades of Green's wide selection of soils, mulches, compost, fertilizers, and organic products. For that perfect finishing touch, check out the new arrivals of whimsical and unique accents for your home and garden. Shades of Green would like to remind you that it is still a great time to plant trees. They have over 40 varieties of trees available, and they can even plant and guarantee them for you. Need some planting ideas and suggestions? Call Shades of Green to sign up for a landscape design with their professional in-house designers. For information on all their upcoming events and promotions, go to shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Shades of Green. The right plant, right place.
Hello, friends. I'm Tommy Brummett. Do you like the sound of children? Then you'll love First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney. We have Sunday school classes and ministries for children of all ages. We have a new building dedicated to youth ministry and young people in all worship services. If you're looking for a church where the love of God is proclaimed and all people are welcome, come and worship with us. First United Methodist Church in McKinney. From the good folks at First Methodist, God bless you and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Pastor Tommy, very, very much. Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems on your shrubs, around the outside of your house, on your lawn, in your flower beds, or vegetable garden? Bonide has the answer. It's Bonide's 8. I love this ad. It just causes me to say the word 8 with great drama. Bonide's 8 insect control controls most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, vegetables, and fruit. Use 8 to eliminate ticks, fleas, ants, and other home-invading pests. 8 kills on contact and repels insects for up to 30 days. Bonide products are family-made in America. Find Bonide 8 Insect Control at these fine retailers. Treco Lumber in Hughes Springs, Callaway's Nurseries in all of their Dallas-Fort Worth locations, and Lawnland in Denton. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. Bonide, Bonide.com. It's Bonide 8. That's better than 7. Bonide 8 Insect Control.
At Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, McKinney, our roots are deep, our commitment is strong. We proudly partner with you to grow a healthier community, and we're proud to sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening to help you grow a healthier garden. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, sir. Let's go right back to the phone lines. We have a couple of calls and time to get them. Let's go to Bob in Waco. Bob, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
You're on the air. How can I help you? Bob.
Neil, can you hear me?
You're on the air. We're waiting on you. How can I help you?
Okay, I'm sorry. I have the same problem a lot of your listeners do. We have zoysia grass, and the shade is becoming a problem. It's getting real thin. My question is, have you ever heard of passiflorum grass?
Yes, sir.
What do you think about that?
As far as for shade?
Well, to use there instead of Mondo grass or crushed granite or something like that.
Would not be my choice. I don't think it's going to do as well. I think you're going to find that in decreasing order of shade tolerance, you're going to have, for the whole state of Texas, now not for Waco, but for the whole state of Texas, you would have St. Augustine and Fescue kind of tied for first place. But fescue's not going to be good in Waco. It's not going to be good anywhere in this listening audience, pretty much, unless you can go clear up into the panhandle where the nights are a lot cooler. So St. Augustine is our best choice. Then you get into Zoysias, which are intermediate, and then Bermuda. I'm not an advocate for the other less common grasses. There are claims made, and I just don't think you're going to be satisfied. I think it's time to, if you aren't able to grow the grasses, those grasses, then I think it's time to switch over to ground covers. I just put a very, very lengthy post on my website homepage, Shade Opens New Doors. I worked for about 4 or 5 hours on it. Gretchen took 4 or 5 hours to get it put together at neilsperry.com. It's a very lengthy story on coping with shade, the grasses, the shrubs, the ground covers, the color, all the plants that will grow in a shaded landscape. You might want to look at that. That might help.
Okay. Well, I saw that in the Dallas paper. I think they said the Texas Rangers are looking at it for the new stadium.
Yeah.
And that just caught my eye. I never had heard of it. So
well, they're looking at it. Yeah, they're looking at it. When I was growing up, three doors down on my street on James Parkway was a gentleman who was charged with finding a grass for the Houston Astrodome. I grew up in a research community. My dad was in charge of a herbicide research for A&M and so forth up and down the street. And this man was trying to find a shade-tolerant grass that would grow in the Astrodome, and it was finally deemed that they couldn't. And so that kind of research goes on, and people look at a lot of things. I hope that works, and if it does, then hallelujah. But I wouldn't be investing in things that people are looking at. I want to see proof of it before.
They did also say that they're currently using that at Minute Maid Park, where the Astros play.
Yeah, I understand that. And they can open that and get pretty good sunlight in there. Give it a try if you wish. Go for it.
Okay.
Go for it. Give it a try. It's not my recommendation, though. All right, let's see where we are time-wise. Let's try to get to Steve and Lucas. I have about a minute. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How's my friend?
Just great. I hope you and your wife are wonderful and your whole family.
We're doing fine. You have Asian jasmine but poison ivy in it, huh?
Yeah, I was going to cut it back this afternoon, and how do I pluck out the poison ivy destroy it without destroying the Asian jasmine?
You put on long sleeves, and you put on some disposable gloves of some sort, and you trace the poison ivy back to where it comes out of the ground and cut it, and then just sever it below the ground, and then you're going to have to figure a way to take loppers or something that you can pick it up with and get it out of there, or a rake or something, and pull it loose, or just leave it there and let it die and turn brown. But you can't touch any part of it, Steve, and there's no spray you can use. I've got 15 seconds left. There's no spray that you can use that will kill it without killing the jasmine. That's the problem. I gotta run. I'm up against the newscast. I'll talk to you this week sometime. We'll do it. All right, folks, thanks so much for listening. Until next week, happy Memorial Day and happy gardening.